HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, I'm Ashutosh Garg, the author of the best-selling book, The Brand Called You. I welcome you to our podcast, Tactical Career Approach, the show where we bring you some incredible people from entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and beyond. Their career advice and guidance could be a stepping stone for your success. Not only is this podcast the brainchild of the brand called You, it is also an HD Smartcast original, and it is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Today, I have a very, very accomplished lady from the field of communications, Anuradha Sharma. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Anuradha is a communication expert. She's a storyteller. She's a brand builder. She's a change maker. And she's the founder of Fulke Communications. I hope that I have the pronunciation correct.
Yes.
Anuradha is also from St. Xavier's, Calcutta. So Anuradha, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about your journey as a startup entrepreneur. You know, you must have seen lots of startup entrepreneurs.
Yes.
I have two or three questions for you. One question is that should a startup entrepreneur go solo or should they have a co-founder? What are your views?
So I believe it's not necessary to have a co-founder. Mm-hmm. I don't have one.
Okay.
However, I believe it's very important to have a team.
Okay.
So entrepreneurs very often think that the buck stops with them and they need to do everything on their own. So I believe that it's important to, I believe I'm not a superwoman.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
having created Fulke into such a major agency,
I'm not a superwoman. I couldn't have done it on my own.
I'm sure.
And I've done it by building a support system that works for me, both professionally and personally. So I wear many different hats. I am a mother, I'm a wife, daughter, daughter-in-law, and I'm an independent businesswoman.
Correct.
I'm a mentor, a coach, entrepreneur. And I'm able to do all this because I built a support system
Correct.
In my team
Correct.
And in my family and friends who support me professionally and personally to do the things that I love.
Wonderful.
And so I've managed to, along with my work, pursue my hobbies and my interests. I love gardening. I love reading. I love traveling. And it's because I have a great team and a great family. My mother-in-law, my mother, my husband and daughter, that I'm able to do all these beautiful things.
That's wonderful. So my next question to you, on startups and entrepreneurship, is that, again, based on all the people you have known or met, what are some of the basic mistakes a lot of startup entrepreneurs make?
So I think there are two or three things. One is that entrepreneurs believe it's all about profits. I believe it's all about customers. Because if you don't value your customers and create profit for them and you don't have customers, you won't be able to make profits.
Absolutely.
So customers are prime.
Yeah.
Another one is that people believe in networking and building connections. I believe in investing in relationships and giving of myself without any expectation of returns. And over the years, this has paid me dividends.
And my next question comes to now a few questions for you personally. Over the years, and you have spoken about three individuals who have mentored you and what you have learned from them. But on a personal level, are there people who have had an influence on your life? And if yes, what have you learned from them?
So I've learned from two or three people in my life. One is my sister, who's been a role model for me. And she's taught me to make the right choices and to prioritize and balance my life so I have time for doing things professionally and personally.
Correct.
I've learned from my father that life is going to throw you a curveball at some time or the other. And be ready to bat at it and
hit it out of the park.
Yes, hit it out of the park. And to do this, you need to build resilience. So from him, I've learned the importance of meditating, building my confidence, my competence, my self-awareness. And doing these in good times so that when we are faced with the bad, when we are faced with challenges in life, we are able to bat it away and, hit a six every time.
And my next question is, what would be three words that define Anuradha?
So that's an interesting question. I think three words that define me are creativity,
okay.
harmony and connection. Creativity, because I love beauty, color, and out-of-the-box thinking. Harmony, because I'm all about artistic form, design, and order. And connections, because I spark that magic connect. And it's that connect between the brand, the audience, with ideas, with people. So I think my symbol is a firefly.
Okay.
So fireflies, or they're also called golden sparklers. So fireflies emit these multicolored flashes of light in unique, synchronistic, and harmonious pattern. That's how they connect with people.
Yeah.
And they use this light to create absolutely beautiful, magical experiences at twilight. And that's what I believe I'm all about.
Very nice. That's an extremely good definition. So the next question that I would have is on failure. And I ask this from every guest. It is my hypothesis that, you know, in India particularly, we don't teach our children that it's okay to fail. And that manifests itself in behavior patterns as we grow up. At traffic lights, my car must be right in front, an aircraft, I must be the first to get off, etc., etc. Yet we fail all the time.
Sure.
So my question to you is, what have been some of your learnings from some of your mistakes or your failures?
So I agree with you. Failure is a dirty word in India.
I agree.
And I learned at a very young age about failure and how to deal with it. So I was only 9 or 10 and I fell ill. And because of that, I had to miss part of school every day for about 6 months. I had to come home at lunchtime. And it was a very tough school. So that obviously meant that my grades suffered. And that's not something which I liked. I like to excel. And as you're saying, all parents want their children to do well. But my parents were very kind and they were very supportive. And as I mentioned to you, my father is the one who actually is a beacon in this area. And they encouraged me to stay in the same school. Many people suggested, why don't you move out and go to an easier school where it's a shorter day and so you can manage. But they encouraged me to stay in the same school. My mother homeschooled me. And I spent that time, that extra half an hour, half day when my friends were in school, I used that time to develop different hobbies.
Okay.
So I learned how to paint, draw. I used to go and play in the garden. I loved reading. I started to read. And, you know, these hobbies which I developed at that time, my love for gardening has
rekindled
in this day and age because I am now part of the horticulture group and I create these beautiful floral installations in my condo.
Okay.
And I love reading. I love painting. These are hobbies which I developed when I was young. So it's actually not about failure. It's about resilience.
Correct.
It's your ability to develop that strength within, both physically and mentally, so that when you're faced with a failure, you're able to deal with it with any setback and bounce back. You know, people's egos are like sometimes like balloons.
Yeah.
If failure pricks it, it bursts. There's an explosion and they collapse.
Correct.
I believe your ego should be like a squash ball. As many number of times that it's pricked, it keeps bouncing. So if you're like that and you develop your resilience at a young age, you're able to deal with these failures.
So rather my last question to you, and this is come back to you as an entrepreneur. You know, there are thousands of people who watch and listen to your and my conversation. What would your advice be to a young individual looking at our interview, listening to you, but saying, I want to become a business person? What would your advice be to them?
So I believe when you're following your passion, you're so engrossed in it and you're so excited that you tend to spend all your time focusing on it. My advice to young entrepreneurs, young people who want to set up their own business or who are already in the throes of it is take time out for yourself. Keep your workday short. Learn to develop hobbies.
Correct.
And to look after yourself and spend time walking, meditating, doing other things, spending time with your family, make choices, prioritize, because this is going to hold you in good stead.
Wonderful. So Anuradha, thank you very much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you.
And I wish Fulke lots of success.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Brand Called You, and never miss any update. For feedback, reach us on at HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts by the brand called You, log on to www.htsmartcast.com or suno naye nazariye se.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.